Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
What is it, love?
When are you off?
Sorry?
Elizabeth's.
As soon as I've finished here. I need to get this lot mixed first.
Can you turn that off a minute?
No, I can't stop. I'm a bit pushed for time.
So what's new?
Ruth, don't give me a hard time. What is it?
We need to get on with Pip's birthday present.
Well, it's a bit tricky at the moment. I've got to get over to the rare breeds unit. Reg isn't in this morning.
I don't care. This is important.
So are a few dozen hungry beasts.
You promised you'd go on the net and find a couple of suitable cars.
And I will, but not this morning, okay? Now, if you don't mind, I need to get on.
No, David, not until we've sorted out Pip's car. I'm not having you ignoring that along with everything else.
What's that supposed to mean?
I want you to go on to a couple of local dealer sites before you disappear for the day. It'll take half an hour at most.
I'll do it this evening, all right?
No! What if you can't find one? We're pushing it as it is. Just for once, can you give priority to your own family?
Ruth, you know what I'm having to do.
Yes, and I fully support it, but not at the expense of your own children.
I'd never do that.
I'm not sure you realise how great Pip's been over all this.
Of course I do.
Somehow she's managing to keep it all going, the exams, the college work and everything. At the same time, she's showing a real commitment to the farm.
I know, she's been brilliant.
Well, it works both ways. We've got to show her the same commitment. Right now, that means sorting out a car for her.
I told you I'll do it.
This morning, David. Then if you find anything decent, you can get Kenton to have a look at it sometime in the week. You said you'd be seeing him today.
Yeah, I think he's going to be around for lunch.
There you are, then. The perfect time to check out a few dealers.
Okay.
You'll do it?
Well, I don't seem to have much choice.
Thank you.
And now, if you don't mind, I need to get this lot mixed. I'll see you later.
Are you worried about tomorrow?
Well, I'd rather it wasn't happening.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing has been set up to help you. And naturally, they need to make sure everything's ticking over okay.
Yeah, I'm aware of what the meeting's for. I just wish it wasn't happening.
The trustee's trying to throw us out?
No, of course not, darling.
Daddy would have seen them off.
They're not our enemies. Uncle Kenton's quite right. They're there to help us.
So why don't you want them to come?
Well, I do sometime, just not tomorrow, that's all.
They only want to find out if everything's all right with the business and if Mummy needs some sort of help, like a manager.
I don't want anybody else sitting in Daddy's chair.
No, nor do I.
No, darlings, I'm sure you don't.
Hey, look, you guys. Look, it's a sparrowhawk.
No, it's not. It's a kestrel.
You sure?
Yeah, it's got pointed wings.
Oh, yeah, so it has.
It's a female. You can tell by the tail.
Oh, can you?
Anyway, sparrowhawks don't hover like that, Kenton.
No, I don't suppose they do. Well, you know, I don't get out much these days.
Come on, Lily, let's go this way.
OK.
Find that twig.
What time are the trustees coming tomorrow?
The meeting's at 2.
Oh.
But Mr. Maidment's arriving earlier.
Oh, is he? Why?
Well, it's kind of him, really. He says he wants a general look around, but I think it's so I'm a bit more relaxed.
Oh, well, that's nice of him.
It's not going to work, though. There's no way I'm going to feel relaxed.
Oh!
What is it?
Look!
Oh, dear. I think it's a bit late for the kiss of life.
Leave it alone.
You can't give the kiss of life to a fox.
No, I wouldn't fancy it, no.
Come on, let's get going.
What killed it?
I don't know, Lily. Well, it doesn't seem to have any injuries.
Maybe it's been shot.
Freddie, don't touch it. Freddie!
I just want to see.
Oh, that's gross.
No sign of any shotgun wound.
Mummy, I don't like it.
All right, Lily. Come on, leave it, Freddie. Let's go, shall we?
If it hasn't been shot, maybe it's been poisoned.
Well, look, there's Uncle David.
Hey, look, how about that, kids? He's got the bull out. Is that the young one?
That's General. Short for General Custard.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy used to call him Custard.
Well, he seems to be enjoying his walk anyway.
Hello, Uncle David.
Hello, you guys.
We've just seen a dead fox.
Have you now?
On the outside, he looked really beautiful, but underneath, he was all rotten.
Oh, nasty.
It was horrid.
Hello, Custard. How are you, old chap?
Freddy, come away.
It's all right, Mum. He loves me, don't you, Custard?
I said come here, Freddy, now.
Oh, Mum.
I'm sure he's a very friendly bull, but you...
Sometimes Daddy used to let me ride on his back. That's how friendly he is.
You've got it the wrong way up.
What?
The hurdle, it goes the other way.
Oh, so it does. Honestly, what am I doing?
Well, it's a whole year since you did it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, I gave Dad the list of all the veterinary stuff we needed, the aerosol sprays and all that.
Which he's supposed to have organised.
Well, anyway, he's on to it now.
Good.
He says he'll have it all here by the end of the week.
Well, that's something, then.
Can you hold them together while I tie them? Thanks.
What I'm worried about now is whether he's going to be here for lambing.
Well, me and Josh will be here.
I know you will, and I appreciate it. But we're going to need your Dad, especially for the night shifts. I can't do much of it, that's for sure. And not when I'm milking too.
Well, Dad should have more time next week. The trustees are coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
They're bound to have some helpful suggestions, aren't they?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they realise how difficult it is for your Dad. I'm not sure Elizabeth does.
And if they do, do you think they'll suggest Auntie Elizabeth employs someone to replace Nigel?
Yeah, but it'll still take that person a long time to get their head round it all.
Yeah. Pass me another hurdle, can you?
Well, look how long it's taken your Dad. And he's only dealing with the estate side of things. He's worked so hard.
Yeah, good old Dad.
Yeah, good old Dad. It's making it all very difficult here, though.
We'll get through it.
I wonder if I should ask Eddie to do some night shifts. At least we'll know we're covered.
Yeah, you could sound him out.
Yeah. But if he says no, we'll have to think again. But we're going to need someone, that's for sure.
So, do you want me to give these little beauties the once over then?
Yeah, if you've got the time.
Yeah, no problem. Well, this is the one that I'd go for. A bit underpowered, I suppose.
Well, it'll be fine for Pip. It's quite a high mileage, but it seems to be in pretty good nick.
OK, well, I'll pop in and have a look under the bonnet. Oh, what about a test drive?
Yeah, if you think it's worth it. Same goes for the others on the list.
Well, leave it with me, Squire. Honest Kent, and I'll see you right.
I wish I had time to do it myself, but I thought, you know, with you being on the spot...
Oh, yeah, Borchester Motors, I can be there in 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm glad to be of service.
Oh, brilliant, thanks. If you give it the thumbs up, I'll pop in and do the deal. Hopefully they'll keep it there till Pip's birthday.
Oh, yeah, they should do. You're still snowed under at home, then?
Oh, I can say that again. Poor old Ruth's having to cope. And we've got the lambing starting any minute.
Yeah, well, you should have a bit more time soon, though. You know, get this meeting out of the way.
What, with Graham Ryder, you mean?
Yeah, that's the one.
In theory, yes.
Well, surely it's over to Rodway's after that. They're supposed to be the managing agents.
Yeah, Rodway's aren't going to sort out the stuff for the accountants. I can't leave that to Elizabeth.
No. And she's got the trustees coming tomorrow, hasn't she?
Yeah. I'm hoping they'll make things clearer for her.
Yeah, right.
But whatever they say, I have to be sure that Elizabeth has got all the help she needs. I can't just, you know, walk out and leave her to it.
No.
Not until I am sure she's got the proper help in place.
Yes, well, I hope it happens.
Yeah.
Elizabeth's not looking forward to the meeting, though.
No.
Here we are. You two hungry?
Starving. I can just about remember breakfast.
Kenton, would you move the fruit bowl?
Oh, yeah,
thanks.
Sure. There you go.
Now, this is very hot.
Well, it looks delicious.
Oh, I hope so. On the table mat with the vegetables, please, Freddy. Well done.
These are hot too.
Yeah, sure they are.
Where to with these, Mummy?
On the other mat, please.
Okay.
That's it.
There you go.
Right. Who's first? Kenton?
Oh, please. Looks great.
Well, we can thank Auntie Jennifer for this, can't we, kids? Mm. Three lovely pheasants. Mm.
Who shot them?
I've no idea.
Uncle Brian, probably.
There you go, Kenton. Help yourself to veggies.
Oh, thanks.
They must have been a week old at least, because it's the close season now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, anyway, Auntie Jennifer prepared them beautifully. David.
Oh, yes, please. It looks wonderful.
Daddy liked pheasant, didn't he?
He did. I've got a special recipe of his.
Pargeter one.
Oh, gosh. Pheasant in a Lower Loxley wine?
No, that's only just been invented, really.
Ah, OK, well, pheasant and ice cream?
Uncle Kenton, you're being silly.
What, me?
Come on, then. Through you come.
Well done, Pip.
Ah, what did Eddie say?
He's going to do it, thank goodness.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, he's a star. He's had me to do 3 nights.
Oh, great. So, we're going to be okay, even if Dad's not around much.
We've still got 4 other nights to cover.
Dad will do some of them. He's not going to be away at night.
The sort of hours he's doing at the moment, he'll be hopeless. He'd have a job staying awake.
It will be better by the end of the week. He won't be over there so much.
Come on, you lot. Get a move on.
Shall I help you with the milking?
I'd rather you get on with your work. Thanks all the same.
I'm fine with it, honestly.
Oh, here's your dad anyway. Maybe he'll give me a hand.
He's back early.
Wonder if he's had any lunch.
He'll have had some at Auntie Elizabeth's, I bet.
Well, anyway, there's plenty of beef left.
Oh, I don't like the look of all those books.
No.
Looks like I'm not the only one with studying to do.
Oh, Pip.
Hi, you two.
Hi, Dad.
Well done. You're back just in time to help with the milking.
Oh, I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave you to it. I've got some stuff to do on the net.
I should have guessed.
I'm sorry, love. I'm trying to track down the veterinary costs for the rare breeds unit. The record books are up to date. There's no sign of any receipt.
What, do you need them for the rider meeting?
Yeah, afraid so. Got to do a reconciliation before we can put in a figure for vet and medicine.
Who's going to know? Just have a guess.
Yeah, well, it might come to that. Anyway, I'm going to get some prices off the web and then make an inspired deduction.
I thought it was too good to be true. You're coming back early?
Yeah, well, can't be helped, I'm afraid.
Don't worry, I'll manage.
How's the essay going, Pip?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah? Good. Well, I'll see you both later, then.
Okay.
See you, Dad.
Right. Oh, well, I'd better get started.
With a bit of luck, it'll be the last big job he has to do.
Let's hope so.
And then, when he comes home tomorrow, Elizabeth will have had her meeting too. He'll know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
So, once we get the lambing out of the way, we'll probably be back to normal.
Can't come too soon. I'm not sure how much longer I can go on working like this.
This is our main livestock building. Everything's housed at the moment, of course.
Thanks.
Oh, hi, David.
Oh, hi.
David, let me introduce Stephen Maidment. He's chair of our trustees.
Oh, hi. Good to meet you.
And you.
David's my brother. He farms in Ambridge.
Oh, yes. And is that cereals or milk?
Well, it's a bit of both, actually. Dairy's our main enterprise, though.
Right.
We're really that endangered species, the mixed farm.
Hmm. Very sensible. Not too many eggs in one basket.
Well, jack of all trades, so I might say.
David's been brilliant, helping me get things sorted out.
Hey, what are families for?
It must be quite hard, with your own farm to run.
We've managed all right.
David's been sorting out the rare breeds.
Yes. Now, I've been looking at the figures for those.
They're definitely one of our more popular attractions.
I understand that, but it does seem quite a drain on the overall business.
Well, that's what I've been looking at. I don't think we need to carry as many stock.
Nigel got very attached to the animals. He didn't like letting anything go, especially anything born here.
Ah, but thinking in farming terms, that's not necessarily the best policy.
We're not farmers. We're in the leisure business.
Yes, of course.
Well, that's to say I am.
Anyway, I've been thinking we need to cut stock numbers by about a third. It won't reduce the appeal of the place, but it'll make a big difference to costs.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, it'll also make the unit more manageable for our stockman and his assistant.
Where is Rich?
He's seen to General. That's the bull.
Shall we go and say hello?
Who to? Reg or General?
Both.
Okay. If you'd like to follow me.
And then we'll take you over to the orangery, and we can have a spot of lunch.
Now that sounds an excellent plan. Lead on, David.
They seemed okay, didn't they?
Yeah, Nolly was really cheerful.
And Seapole pushing her out of the way so I could see him. Oh, they always seem even further away just after I've talked to them.
You'll see them again soon.
Only online.
Soon be Easter.
Yeah,
Yeah, you're right, sweetheart.
Of course I am. And you've got me now.
Yes. It's a pity I can't have all three of you at once.
You could.
What?
I could go back with you at Easter.
Easter? I don't know it.
Go on. You promised. Remember?
I'm not sure I said Easter.
Don't you want me to?
Of course I do, but...
Great. That's settled then.
Yeah, okay. Why not? We'll see if we can sort out a flight.
Oh, that sunshine.
It shouldn't be too hot then.
It couldn't ever be too hot for me. And that Lime Park sounds awesome.
It is. That'll be the third time Nolly and Sipo have been there.
Playing with the Cubs. Wow. And I'll get to see all my South African rallies again.
Well, that's a bit like going in with the Lions at times.
It'll be brilliant.
You're right, though. You saw how much Nolly and Sipo want to see you.
I can't wait to tell Hayley.
No. Now, do you want anything else to eat? An ice cream or something?
No, that was great, thanks.
In that case, maybe we'd better get you back to school.
I just want to go home and tell Dad and Hayley.
Oh, they won't be there at the moment.
Might as well make it school then. I can always tell Tilly. She's going to be so jealous.
Well, maybe you shouldn't say too much just yet.
Why not? You're not changing your mind already.
Of course not.
Good. I won't tell everyone. Just Tilly. And I'll say about Lion Park.
Oh, don't give it too much of a hard sell. Everyone will want to come.
I'll need some money.
Oh, good thinking. It's an amazing city for shopping, Joburg.
Maybe I'll volunteer for some extra jobs.
I'm sure Hayley and your dad will help out. And Gran and Grandad.
They're going to be so excited for me. It's going to be the best trip ever.
I must say, I was very impressed with your gallery. What's the artist's name again?
Mark Baxter.
His colours are so vivid.
Aren't they? It's that Tuscany countryside.
Wonderful. And you seem to have sold quite a lot.
Yes, we've hung him before. He always does pretty well for us. Most of our artists do, actually.
Good.
Touch wood, we haven't had a duff exhibition yet. And that's got to be down to Lewis.
Oh, he obviously knows his stuff.
Well, that's our great strength here. We've got really good people heading up the different departments. Like Lorna here, overseeing the orangery in the shop.
You can have good people, but you still need good leadership.
I like to think we've got that.
The point about your business, it's a wonderful eclectic mix of enterprises. But keeping the whole thing running smoothly can't be easy.
It's challenging, I'll give you that. That's what Nigel always said.
Which is why we trustees feel you'd benefit from having the support of a manager.
Thanks, but I don't need one.
It would be another pair of eyes, making sure everything's running along smoothly.
Excuse me, there's Hayley. Hayley, have you got a minute?
Hi.
Sorry to drag you away.
Oh, no problem. I was just getting a sandwich.
Well, I won't keep you. I just wanted to introduce you to the chair of our trustees, Stephen Maidment, Hayley Tucker.
Oh, nice to meet you.
And you, Hayley.
Hayley organises activities for our school visitors. It's a growing part of the business.
It's great. The kids love coming here.
I bet they do.
I'm setting up a winter nature trail at the moment.
Huh.
We've got a group of year sixes coming in on Thursday.
And where are they from?
Beach Lane School in Borchester. Uh-huh. They've been twice before.
We love the school visits. It helps us root Lower Loxley in the community. Nigel was always very keen on that.
Yeah, he was.
Anyway, don't let us keep you, Hayley. You go and get your sandwich.
Okay, good to meet you, Mr. Maidment.
And you, Hayley.
She's another example. Brilliant with the kids. We're so lucky with our staff.
Yes, I know, Elizabeth, but as I said, however good they are, it still needs good leadership.
That's what they get.
I'm sure they do.
Nigel used to be brilliant. He had this wonderful way of making people feel valued and important. It wasn't phony. He meant it. And people responded to it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, and if you get the wrong person in, they can wreck everything.
Absolutely. That's why we'd need to make sure we got the right person in.
It's not even worth taking the risk. Not when I can do it in the way Nigel wanted it done. We always believed we should be hands-on. Give it the personal touch. It's what our customers expect.
But look, Elizabeth...
Shouldn't we go and find the other trustees? I mean, they ought to be here by now.
Oh, no. It's Ellie Collins.
Who's Ellie Collins?
A total turnip. That's her with the short black hair. And the red scarf. See her?
Oh, yes.
And the other one. That's Tilly.
Oh, well, you can tell them both your good news.
You're joking. There's no way I'm telling Ellie.
Why not?
Because she'd rubbish it, that's why. She'd make out South Africa's the worst place on the planet. That's what she does.
Why?
She gets her buzz out of it. She can't bear to think someone else is having a good time.
Oh, that's so sad.
She goes around dissing whatever people are interested in. She doesn't have to know anything about it.
I've met a few people like that too. They have to be negative all the time.
I have to tell Tilly later on. Right, well, I'll see you, Mum.
Do you want me to pick you up after school?
Could you?
Yeah, no problem. I'm staying in town anyway.
That'd be great.
I'll see you later then.
Thanks for the lunch. It was brilliant.
I enjoyed it too. We'll do it again soon.
Hope so. Whoa, I'm so excited, Mum.
Good.
It does give me one mega problem, though.
Does it?
Yeah. How am I going to get through however many weeks it is till Easter? See you.
Bye.
It's been a fascinating day, Elizabeth. I'm only sorry for the terrible things you're having to go through.
Thank you.
As we said at the meeting, our only interest is in supporting you through this period and helping you keep things on track.
And I appreciate it.
So, if you do decide in the coming weeks that you need some skilled extra help...
Yes, of course, I'll pick up the phone.
Please do.
Thanks.
There's something else I'd like to say, on a personal level. I really do admire what you're doing here. To find yourself in this predicament, and to pick up the reins as you have...
Well, what else could I do? There wasn't any choice.
Not everyone would have seen it that way.
I owed it to Lily and Freddie. Besides, it's what Nigel would have expected.
I'm sure.
This house, and the people in it, they meant everything to him.
I'm sure he'd have been very proud of what you're doing.
I hope so. That's all I want, really.
Promise me that if there's anything else we can do, you'll be in touch.
I will, thank you.
Stephen, just a minute.
Oh, hello again, David.
You were off, are you?
Afraid so.
Well, I just wanted to say cheerio. Really nice to meet you.
Thanks. I was saying to Elizabeth that we've been very impressed with the great job you're all doing. We can see the place is in good hands.
Well, we think so.
So, I can only say thanks for your time and for making us so welcome.
No problem.
Right. Well, I'll be on my way.
Bye, Stephen.
Yeah, bye.
Goodbye. And don't forget what I said, Elizabeth.
I won't.
Good.
So, how did it go? Did they advise you to get a manager in?
Yes, but I think we'll be okay.
How do you mean?
They're going to leave us alone, for the time being at least.
Leave us alone?
Yes, David. And I want you to know, I think you played a blinder today.
I played...
You were brilliant. I can't tell you how impressed they were with your grasp of the estate business.
Oh, I think I'm beginning to know it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what you've done in such a short time.
Oh, well...
Anyway, I really appreciate it. And all we've got to do now is keep things on track so they don't feel they need to come back again.
I'll do all I can for you. You know that.
Thanks, David.
Hi, darling.
I've got some really amazing news.
Oh, yeah?
What if I told you?
I was going to South Africa at Easter. How brilliant is that?
What do you mean?
It's Kate's idea. She says it's a great time to go. It's still sunny out there.
Phoebe, look, we need to talk about this.
What's to talk about?
Well, we have to check out the dates, for one thing.
What does it matter about the dates? It's whenever Easter is.
But your school holiday won't coincide with Kate's college holiday. I'm not sure how we could get around that.
So, I take a few more days out of school. What's the problem?
It's a big problem. You know it is.
They won't mind. This is going to be an incredible trip.
Well, Phoebe, you know it's not simple as that. I think they will mind. Anyway.
Come on, Mum. I thought you'd be pleased for me.
I am. It's an amazing idea, of course, but...
But what? You're just trying to find problems.
All I'm saying is, just slow down for a bit, sweetheart. We need to talk to your dad, and we need to think about whether Easter's the best time, and lots of other things.
Well, thanks, Mum.
Just give yourself a moment to think about it.
Why can't you just be pleased for me? Kate wants me to go. So I am going. At Easter, and you better get used to it.
Phoebe!
And there's no way your dad are going to stop me!
Phoebe! Thanks a lot, Kate. Hi,
Right, Roy, I know you're busy, but I'm so angry. Did you know Kate's told Phoebe she can go to South Africa at Easter? No, I don't see how she can. Never mind the expense, it's the school holidays, they're not the same. Anyway, give me a ring when you pick this up, please. Because I've no idea what we're going to do about it.
It's mad. I've been out here since 5:30 this morning, more or less.
Good Lord.
Okay, it's farming, I know that. You don't expect to have it easy, but this is ridiculous. It's been 5 weeks now without a break. I don't know how much longer I can keep it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'd love to sit down for a coffee and a chat, but I can't spare the time.
And there's no sign of things easing up a bit.
We thought there was. They had the trustees in at Lower Loxley yesterday. We both assumed they'd tell Elizabeth she needs to get a manager in.
And they didn't?
Yeah, they did. But Elizabeth managed to persuade them that she doesn't need one. And with David over there working all hours...
I see, she doesn't need anyone else, but...
It's mainly because they're so impressed with David. I couldn't believe it when he told me.
Why didn't he say something?
Apparently he found out just as the guy was leaving. I mean, Elizabeth was really grateful to him, so...
It's difficult for David. He can't let her down. I can see that.
He's desperate to support her. But now I don't know what we're going to do.
Have you talked to him about it?
Hardly at all. He was off over there straight after breakfast this morning. He's trying to get all the figures and receipts together for a big meeting with Graham Ryder. Plus he's having to sort out the rare breeds unit. It's got hopelessly overstocked, apparently.
Not to mention all his work here.
That's the problem.
You're doing it all.
Pretty much.
I can see why you're cross.
And it's about to get even worse. We start lambing next week.
I know.
I don't know how we're going to cope.
He'll have to be around for that, surely.
I have no idea. All I know is lambing's hard enough when you go into it fresh, when you're frazzled before you start. Well, it's going to be a nightmare.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ruth. I really am.
I feel so mean going on like this. What are my problems compared with what Elizabeth's been through?
Well, I think you're entitled to be upset.
Am I?
You must be exhausted, for one thing.
Yeah.
Is there any way you could have just a little break? Now, while I'm here as an excuse?
Oh, what the hell, yeah. Let's go and have that coffee.
I'm not one to complain, Roy, you know that.
Of course not.
But I do feel I've been rather shabbily treated in all this.
In what way?
Well, if I might remind you, I'm supposed to be senior receptionist here.
I'm very capable, you are.
Thank you. So I am rather concerned that I wasn't given advance notice of next week's special visit.
It wasn't possible, for security reasons.
Well, I'm very disappointed, I must say.
I presume this is about you not being on duty that afternoon.
Quite. I wrote it myself off for that day.
I see.
And as senior receptionist, I think it would have been much more appropriate to have me on duty.
Well, how about swapping shifts? Have you tried that?
Oh, yes, of course. Not surprisingly, no one wants to change.
Well, I'm sorry, Linda. I don't really see what I can do.
Roy, I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's no problem.
I'm just going over to Lower Loxley. I need to talk to Elizabeth about that corporate event we're doing with them, the pension fund people. I'm sure it's the last thing she wants to bother with at the moment.
Well, anything we can do to help, you will tell her.
Oh, thanks, Roy. Right, well, I'll see you later.
And Caroline, if I could have a quick word. It's about next week's visit.
Oh, yes.
I'm very disappointed, as I was saying to Roy.
What about?
Well, Linda feels she should have had advance notice of the visit.
As senior receptionist responsible for rotors, I think that would have been fair.
I'm sorry, Linda. It just wasn't possible.
As I've explained.
But look, if you're so keen to see our visitor, there's nothing to stop you joining the rest of the village at the Grey Gables entrance. Lots of our staff will be there.
I don't think I'll be doing that.
Anyway, I must go. I'll see you later, Roy.
Yeah, OK, thanks, Caroline.
Well, really?
Oh, I feel better already. I don't know what your medicine is.
It's a special tonic I invented.
Mm.
Well, it's very powerful.
It's called the You're Not On Your Own Remedy. It works in 99% of cases.
So what do you prescribe for the 1%?
A holiday in the Azores.
Really? Well, maybe I'm not feeling so good after all.
I mean it, though. There might not be much I can do practically, but I am here, you know that.
Thanks. But in the end, it's down to me and David. We'll have to find our way through this.
And I'm sure you will.
The problem is, whenever we see each other, we're both totally shattered. Neither of us want to talk about anything.
No.
And I can't see that changing. Not this side of Lammin, anyway.
Well, you've got Eddie coming in for a few night shifts.
Yeah, thank goodness.
What about getting a student in from the Agricultural College?
Oh, it's a bit late now. They'll all have made their arrangements.
I suppose so.
Anyway, I've still got no idea how much time David's going to have.
Well, at least he'll be here at nights. He doesn't ever stay over there.
No, thank goodness.
Well, there you are, then.
I can hardly ask him to do nights in the Lammin shed when he's working all hours like he is now.
Well, maybe after Friday and the meeting with Graham.
We can always hope.
Maybe I should just change the rotors. After all, I am supposed to be in charge of them.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Well, am I responsible for them or not?
You are, obviously, but in this particular situation...
So I'm not. Is that what you're saying?
Linda.
Ah, you're here.
Okay.
We need to have a chat.
Not now. I'm working.
Sorry, Linda. You don't mind, do you?
Well, I think we've probably said all we need to say, Roy.
Yeah. Thanks, Linda. I'll see you later.
Yes. See you later.
So, what's the great hurry, Kate?
I'm getting really fed up with Hayley calling me up and implying I'm a bad mother.
And why do you think that is?
Because I'm taking Phoebe on the trip of her life? Because I'm enriching her life with a new culture and new relationships?
No, because you won't think things through before you make rash promises.
Oh, Roy, I've had all this from Hayley.
So what's so difficult about talking to us first? We could avoid all these traumas.
Why don't you try thinking of Phoebe for a change?
Meaning what exactly?
What, have you given a thought to what that girl's been through? You know how close she is to Freddie and Lily.
Of course we know. We're the ones who've been picking up the pieces.
Then I'd have thought you'd realise she needs something to look forward to. But oh no, the only thing Hayley's worried about is upsetting school.
I can't believe you for real sometimes. Have you got any idea what Hayley's done for Freddie and Lily through all this? She's been absolutely fantastic with both of those children. She's helping see them through the worst time of their lives. So don't come in here telling me that all she cares about is Phoebe's school.
You know, all right, I'm sorry. I know she's been great.
Yeah, and she's helped Phoebe through it too.
Yes, all right.
And what about the cost? I mean, flights to South Africa don't come cheap. Who's going to pay for it?
Aha! Now we're getting to the crux of the matter.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
That's what's really bothering you, isn't it? You might have to pay out. Well, look, don't worry. I'll work something out.
Maybe you'd better go, Kate.
So what have we decided?
Nothing. And we're not going to either. Not this morning.
You haven't changed, have you, Roy? You never could make a decision.
Look, just leave, will you, before I say something I might regret.
Well, it won't cost you a penny. But just don't spoil it for Phoebe. That's all I ask.
Mmm, that was delicious.
Yeah, they're hard to beat, aren't they? On a winter's day, Frieda's pies.
And I so needed to get out. This is a lifesaver, Robert.
Was it that bad a morning?
I'm just feeling undervalued.
Poor Lindy, there's nothing worse.
You know me, Robert. I'm not one to make a big song and dance about status.
You're the last one, I'd say.
But if I'm supposed to be senior receptionist, there ought to be some benefits, don't you think?
Of course, otherwise it's meaningless.
And for Caroline to suggest I stand outside with the village, it was quite hurtful.
Well, I'm surprised at her, I really am.
She's usually very good at staff relations.
Are you going to have a pudding, Lindy?
No, I don't think I'd better. I've got work to do this afternoon, more's the pity.
It's jolly quiet in here today.
Well, it is Tuesday lunchtime. I suppose that's to be expected.
Even so.
I think I ought to be getting back.
Yeah. Thank you, Ma.
But thank you for bringing me out. It's just what I needed.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I feel Caroline can't have thought this through.
What do you mean?
Well, she wants everything to go very smoothly, I imagine.
Oh, naturally.
So I'd have thought it'd be sensible to increase the staffing levels on an occasion as important as this.
Increase the...
Oh, Robert.
Well, only common sense, I'd have thought.
Oh, Robert, I've said this before, but you really are a genius.
Thank you, Lindy. Now, you've got at least half an hour more. I think I might insist on that pudding.
I got the distinct impression that Elizabeth hadn't thought it through, really. She was quite happy for me to take the lead.
That's hardly surprising.
No, absolutely not.
I doubt if I could put one foot in front of the other if it were me.
I know. I really feel for her. But you take the other occasions when we've worked with Lower Loxley. Who's been the one who's always on top of the brief?
Well, Elizabeth.
Exactly. This morning, it was just the opposite.
So, it's up to us to shoulder the load on this one.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that, Roy. Because I volunteered you to go over there and get things sorted out.
Oh, no problem.
You'll need to liaise with Elizabeth, of course. But most of it you should be able to set up with Lorna and Lewis.
Oh, fine. I'll give Lewis a call this afternoon, get it moving.
Yeah, we need to. But I shouldn't count on too much from Lewis for a couple of days. He's got a horrid cough.
Oh, OK. I'll set up a meeting for the end of the week.
Good. Hello, Linda.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Right, well, if you'll see to that, Roy, I've got that chap from the travel company coming to see me at 1:30.
Might I just have a quick word, Caroline?
Yes, of course, if it won't take long.
It won't. It's about the visit next week.
Linda, not again.
I'm not sure there's much else to say on that subject.
I've been giving it some more thought, and everything you're saying is true. We want Grey Gables to be seen at its very best.
Absolutely.
So surely this is one occasion when circumstances would indicate a benefit from having two people on reception. I would be prepared to step into the breach. For no pay, if necessary.
Well, that's very generous of you.
You can see my point, surely. Two pairs of eyes to look out for the unusual. And what if a guest should phone down with a problem? With two on the desk, we'd have the flexibility to cope.
That's a very good point, Linda.
Thank you.
What do you think, Roy?
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Right, Linda, why don't you take the shift alongside Katerina?
I'm sure that's the best thing.
Good, that's settled then.
Right, well, thank you. I'll just go and check the lounge is tidy.
Oh, Linda.
Yes?
Since this is an official shift, you will of course be paid for it.
Oh, thank you, Caroline.
Oh, look, he can't keep his eyes open.
That's because he's had a great big feed.
Now he wants a snooze.
Well, what's he like at night? Are you managing to get any sleep?
Yeah, he's very good, actually.
You're enjoying your new life, then?
I'm loving it. Just me and Henry here.
Oh. You're probably glad to get time to yourselves. If you ask me, some people come in the shop just for an excuse to nip up and see little Henry.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. They pop in for a pint of milk or a book of stamps. Next thing I hear them going up the stairs to the flat.
I think Mum worried I might start to feel isolated. No. Not much chance of that, is there, Henry, eh?
Well, just you enjoy it.
I am.
Now, can I help you with anything, Helen?
Just this jar of coffee, please, Susan. Got Mum coming round later, can I run out?
All right, you are.
Morning.
Oh, morning, Brian.
Hi.
Oh, and is that the man of the moment? Hello, young Henry.
Is there anything else?
No, that's all, thanks. There we are.
All right, £10, thank you.
Right, I better get this little chap back up to his Moses basket.
Oh, don't forget your change.
Oh, thanks, Susan.
Will you take care now?
Bye, then.
Bye, Helen.
Bye.
And how's that lad of yours, then, Cathy? Keep me out of trouble, is he?
Jamie's fine, thank you.
Ah, glad to hear it.
You obviously want the post office, Brian.
How did you get?
Pass it over. This for South Africa, by any chance?
Yeah, a couple of sweatshirty things for the kids. Jenny seems to think they're short of clothes.
Your big day, isn't it?
You could say that.
The market development comes up in front of the planning committee today, Cathy. Neil was telling me.
Oh, yes. Nervous, are you, Brian?
No, not really. What is it politicians say on election night? We're quietly confident, isn't that it?
Just before they get voted out.
Oh, can't see that happening. All that lobbying you've been doing.
I bet.
Just the basic groundwork, that's all.
Oh, environmental impact, traffic assessment. It's ever so complicated.
We should be all right.
Oh, I hope so. Me and Neil are going to use it. Hey,
we'll have to have lunch together in the market cafe, won't we, Brian?
Let's wait for the planning first, shall we?
Are you sure you're happy with beans on toast?
Perfect.
Sorry, Mum. It's been waiting to be ironed since last night.
Well, can I put it up here?
Yeah, that's fine. Excuse all the mess.
What mess?
Oh, there's a tip in here, I know. I must get it sorted.
Well, don't be silly, it's fine.
I know it sounds daft, but I just don't seem to have the time.
Of course not. You've got more important things to think about. Like this little chap here. Hello, Poppet. You're awake now, I see.
Oh, pick him up, Mum. Give him a cuddle.
Oh, yes, please. Come on in, little smasher. That's right.
He's had a good sleep this morning. He'll be wanting a feed in a minute.
Oh, a hungry little boy, are you?
With a bit of luck, we'll just about manage our lunch before he starts.
What sort of nights have you been having back here?
Pretty good, really. He's still waking up two or three times, but after he's had his food, he goes straight off again. I can't complain.
You're a good boy, aren't you, Henry?
Oh, I do quite well for sleep, really. Oh, see, that's what it's like. There's someone popping in all the time.
Oh, hello, Helen.
Oh, Susan, come in.
Oh, thanks. You left your bag downstairs, only just noticed.
Oh. Thank you.
Oh dear, you're just about to have your lunch.
It's okay.
Hello, Susan.
Oh, hi, Pat. Oh, hello again, Henry. There's your bag, Helen.
Oh, I didn't even miss it.
Well, you've got other things on your mind now.
Will you excuse me if I carry on with this?
Oh, yeah, don't stop on my account. Oh, he looks so sweet in your arms, Pat.
Would you like to hold him for a moment?
Of course I would. Go on then, Henry.
Oh, come on, sweetheart.
Oh, there's a good boy.
Won't be long before you're cuddling your own new grandchild, eh?
Oh, no, I can't wait. Oh, there. Oh. Oh, have you heard the latest? You know, the visit?
Oh, yes, the Duchess. Mm.
People are saying you're allowed to go and wave when she arrives at Grey Gables.
Yes.
It would be nice to see her. Someone like that in our little village. But I'm in the post office.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Well, you'll be able to tell this little one all about it when he's grown up, Helen. That famous day in village history.
Hello, Brian.
Oh, Lillian. You made it then?
Of course, I wasn't going to miss this.
Mm.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. No Matt today?
He's got an appointment, but he's hoping to join us later for the celebrations.
Yeah, well, let's not count our chickens.
So, how is everyone? Kate's still working hard at college?
Well, we're all a bit preoccupied with the Easter holidays at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Kate's decided she wants to take Phoebe up to South Africa for a month.
Oh, how wonderful! Oh, she'll have a marvellous time.
I'm sure she will. But Kate, in her usual cavalier manner, doesn't seem to have thought through the practical details, such as the school term times.
So Phoebe has a few days out of school. What's the problem?
Don't you start, Lillian. I've had all this from Kate.
But it's true, darling.
So it might be. But there are other people who need to be considered over something like this. I mean, Roy and Haley in particular.
Oh, I see. Hasn't she spoken to them?
Hardly at all, I gather. Kate tells me it's all fine.
She's just like me, Kate. Impulsive. We get grand ideas.
Yeah, that's all very well, but as long as you don't expect the rest of us mortals to clear up the mess.
You don't want to stop Phoebe going, do you?
No, of course not. But I don't want another ongoing feud with Roy and Haley either.
Well, if anyone can come up with a sensible solution, it's you, Brian.
I hope so.
Oh, look, looks like they're letting us through to the committee room.
Right.
This is it then, Brian?
Yep.
This is where Borchester decides if it wants to come into the 21st century.
Oh, bless him. He's happy now.
Yeah, I'll drop off to sleep in a minute.
Anyway, let me wash these things up before I go.
No, don't. You need to get back to work.
Well, thank you for a lovely time.
It's our pleasure.
And for lunch.
Yeah, well, you don't get beans on toast every day.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, can you get it, Mum?
Yes, of course. And I get on my way. We don't want to disturb him. Coming!
Me again!
Hello.
Helen's feeding Henry at the moment.
Oh, well, look, I won't intrude. It's you I wanted a word with, Pat.
OK. I'm on the way home. I'll come down with you. Bye, Helen. Bye, Henry.
I thought I ought to let you know. Vicky was in the shop 10 minutes ago.
Anne?
Well, she's very full of the royal visit.
Ah.
She's determined to see her Royal Highness. But didn't you tell me you were going to ask her to cover that afternoon?
Wednesday. Oh, yes, of course I have. She said she was free. I'm away on holiday.
Ah, so, well, I think she'll be asking if you can find someone else.
Oh, easier said than done. And now you mention it, I think Clary's asked for some time off. Better make sure it's not the same day.
Oh, dear. I don't envy you sorting that one out.
No. Well, thanks for letting me know, anyway.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I better get back into the shop.
Do you mind if I make a phone call before I go out in the cold?
Oh, no, that's fine. I'll see you then.
OK. Bye, Susan.
Bye.
Hello, Pat.
Oh, hello, Cathy. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine now, thanks.
I was sorry you couldn't make last Thursday.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, crying off at the last minute.
It's okay. I just wanted to make sure you were all right.
Well, like I said, I'm fine.
Look, I was wondering, are you at home?
Well, no, not at the moment.
Well, are you likely to be around later on this afternoon?
The way Matt and I see it, this livestock market is only the start.
Ah, yes.
If we play our cards right, we can turn the area into a full retail park. Who knows, we might even get a multiplex cinema in there.
Oh, you are thinking big.
Well, why not? Well, Matt says if we take it softly, softly, the sky's the limit.
That's what you think, is it? You and Matt?
Absolutely, darling.
Yeah. Where precisely do you see Amside fitting into this bold new vision?
Well, I don't see why we can't be partners with BL. Hmm.
What exactly would you bring to the table?
In a word, expertise.
Really?
Oh, come on, Brian. You have to admit Matt's a pretty sharp operator.
He's sharp, all right.
He knows people. He knows the ones who make things happen.
Oh, yeah?
Why do you think I was so confident we were going to get our planning consent today? It's because Matt made it his business to tie things up.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Nothing gets left to chance with Matt. You should know that by now. Oh, right, here we are.
Is it?
Yeah. It's one of the best new places in town, and they do some very nice vintage champagne.
You know what? I think I'm going to opt out of this one, thanks all the same.
Oh, you can't go yet. Matt's joining us in 5 minutes.
Well, I think I'd better.
Oh, you are a real party pooper, Brian. We've just got planning for a project that's going to make us real money, and you don't even want to celebrate.
I'm sorry, Lily. No, we'll do it some other time. I'll look forward to hearing all your ideas at the next board meeting.
I really missed talking to you.
Well, that's nice of you.
And I was worried I might have upset you, what I said the other week.
No, of course not.
But you haven't been calling round at all. Not even for supper on Thursday.
No. Oh, Pat, I thought it might be best.
But why?
Well, I got to thinking about it after our conversation, and I realised you were right. I have been coming over far too often.
Oh, you're making me feel awful now.
No, you don't need to be. I mean, apart from anything else, it wasn't fair on Tony. I see that.
So you decided to stay away?
For a while, yes. I thought you deserved a little break.
Oh, Cathy.
Well, Tony, anyway.
Well, you've done it. We've had our little break. Now can we get back to normal?
Are you sure that that's what you want?
Of course I do. Who else can I talk to about how wonderful Henry is?
Well, that's true. I saw him in the shop this morning. I swear he's grown.
Oh, he changes every day. He really does. I mean, he's... You see what I mean?
Yes.
Good. So how about popping round for coffee tomorrow morning? You said you were off for a couple of days.
Yeah, I am.
Well, what do you think? We usually stop for a break about 10:30. I don't have to take it then, if that's not good for you.
No, 10:30's fine.
Good. That's settled then.
Okay.
Oh, Cathy, what a relief. I thought you were never going to speak to me again.
I passed Ruth yesterday in the Land Rover. She was on her way to look at some young stock.
How was she?
She looked absolutely exhausted.
Oh, haven't things calmed down over there?
Oh, apparently not. David's spending as much time as ever at Lower Loxley, still trying to sort things out for some meeting.
Yes, yes, with Graham Ryder. Hasn't that happened yet?
Oh, tomorrow.
Oh, good, good. Well, maybe things will settle down after that.
Ruth doesn't seem to think so.
What are you saying to me, darling? That I need to go back and do my good neighbour thing again?
No, not really.
Good, because I haven't got the time now. It's going to be all systems go on the new market. Do you want more coffee?
No, I'm fine. You finished off.
Oh, thanks.
No, I was just a bit concerned about Ruth, that's all.
Hmm.
Let's wait for the outcome of tomorrow's meeting, and then maybe you can have another chat with David.
Yeah, OK. Well, I hope it goes well for him.
Mm-hmm. I'm off. Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, Di.
I need to talk to you sometime.
Ah, now, why does that sound like it's going to be expensive?
You are such a cynic, but right.
Would you like some coffee, darling?
No time, Mum. When's good for you, Dad?
Now, what's it about?
This trip with Phoebe.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance you could pay her fare?
I wondered if you'd be asking me.
Well, there's no way Roy and Haley can cover it.
But otherwise they're okay with it, are they?
Yeah, pretty much, apart from the money.
Well, I do think it would be good for her to get away after everything that's happened.
That's exactly what I said.
They're very close, aren't they, those three children?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a terrible time and everyone forgets about the effect on Phoebe.
Darling, we don't.
I hope not.
And I don't think that's remotely fair on Roy and Haley either.
But I can see that a trip over there would really take her out of herself. Such an exciting place.
That's what I was trying to tell Roy.
So they're not entirely convinced?
Oh, they are, more or less. There's a bit of an issue over dates, but we can sort that out.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it later, as you said.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Now I must go. I've got to see someone before I go into Feltisham.
Take care, darling.
I will. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I'd better be making tracks too.
What time's your meeting?
11, but I need to work through a few figures first.
I imagine everybody's going to be in a very jolly mood.
Well, they ought to be. Mind you, I'm going to impress on them. This is where the hard work begins.
You really think you can get the new market up and running by Christmas?
That's the plan, but we don't have to commit ourselves yet.
Seems very optimistic for such a big undertaking.
Well, you know me, Jenny. Everything's worth doing. It's worth doing yesterday.
I had to call in the shop anyway, so I thought, why not just pop up and say hello to Helen?
Oh, a lot of people are doing that.
Oh, dear. Do you think she's getting fed up with it?
No, on the contrary. I'm sure she was glad to see you, Clary.
I hope so. I must say, it seems to be suiting her. I don't think I've ever seen her look so happy.
No, I think you're right.
There was one thing, though, perhaps I shouldn't say.
What?
Well, I've always thought of Helen as a very tidy person.
And now the place is a tip.
I wouldn't put it quite like that.
I would.
But anyway, well, it ain't like it used to be.
To be honest, I'm rather glad.
Are you?
Oh, you know how that flat used to be. Always immaculate, everything in its proper place.
Well, exactly.
Whereas now it's as if she can't be bothered with all that. Too busy being a mother. I happen to think that's healthier.
Well, I do too, if you put it like that.
Right. Is that the last one?
Yeah, there we are.
Now then, I've got Cathy coming over for coffee.
Oh, that's nice.
So, are you okay to finish up in here?
Yeah, fine. But Pat, about next Wednesday...
Oh, goodness, yes, I keep forgetting to talk to you about that. You wanted some time off, didn't you?
Just the afternoon, if that's okay.
The trouble is, I'm afraid Vicky can't cover for me. I'm going to have to ask you to do the shift on your own, if that's okay.
Isn't there no way round it?
If I were going to be here, I'd say yes. I could just about get through this lot on my own, but not Tom.
No.
No, I've got to leave it so everything runs just as smoothly as if I were here.
Yeah, I can see that.
Tom's going to need all the support he can get, and that includes you, Clary, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Oh, Clary, I am sorry.
Morning!
Oh, hi, Cathy.
Hello. Ah, you're still busy, I see.
Ah, it's okay. Clary's going to finish off.
Well, are you sure? I can easily come back another time.
No, I'll come over now.
Oh,
Morning, Brian.
Morning, Lillian.
Am I the first?
You are.
Oh, get me some coffee, can you, darling? The inside of my head sounds like that big tractor of yours.
Well, you have to hang on a bit, because Katerina seems to have vanished.
Oh, typical.
Good night, was it?
Fabulous, actually. You should have stayed.
Another time, maybe.
I'll say this for Matt. He knows how to celebrate. We ended up in that cocktail lounge in Canal Street.
Benita's?
Oh, you know it.
I know of it.
Matt was in a very expansive mood. I can't tell you what ideas he's got for Borchester.
Well, give me a clue.
Strictly Amside business, I'm afraid. I couldn't possibly divulge our discussion.
Fine.
Oh, one thing I can tell you, though. We're going to be joining you at the Paris show.
What?
The Paris show, darling. You're going.
I might be.
Oh, don't be so secretive, Brian. We're meant to be partners, aren't we?
I'm going over to look at cattle handling equipment. I wouldn't have thought that would be of interest to you and Matt.
Well, that's where you're wrong. I want to make sure the money's spent wisely.
Oh, you do?
I thought you'd be all for it, having one of your fellow directors there to discuss the finer points of tubular steel, whatever they're made of.
Look, I'm planning to meet up with Debbie. She wants to look at robotic milkers.
Well, that's wonderful. We can all have dinner together. I know a fabulous little restaurant on the march.
I mean, how did you know about this trip anyway? Who have you been talking to?
Well, it's nothing to do with me. It was Matt who found out.
Oh, come on. There's no way Matt could have come up with this.
You'd be amazed what Matt finds out. I sometimes think MI5 could learn a lot from his network.
Well, I'm obviously going to have to talk to the BL board. I'm not having things leak like this.
I can't think why you're making such a fuss.
Oh, can't you?
We're supposed to be fellow directors.
For the market project.
And I intend to be an active member of the team, which includes taking an interest in technical matters.
Lillian.
This is why I'm coming to Paris. I want to make sure we come back with the right stuff.
You know something? You haven't changed a bit. You're just as pig-headed as ever.
Good grief, that's Kate.
I didn't know she was coming here.
Reasonable.
Kate, what's the problem?
I'll give you two guesses.
This wouldn't have anything to do with Phoebe's trip.
Don't ask, Dad. Hi, Auntie Lillian.
Hello, darling.
Honestly, what on earth did I ever see in Roy Tucker?
You said he and Haley were all in favour.
Did I? Nothing involving those two could be straightforward.
So what's the problem?
I'm sorry. I can't talk now, Dad. I've got to get to Felpersham.
Yes, all right.
I'll tell you about it later, yeah. Okay? I'll see you.
Yeah, bye, darling.
Bye, Kate.
Bye.
That's something to look forward to when I get home.
Go on, have another cookie.
Oh, I couldn't, Pat, but they were delicious.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I've had a busy morning.
Mm. Now, I've got something here. There. That's for Tony on his big day.
Oh, Kathy, you didn't need to.
I wanted to. Shall I tell you what it is?
Yeah, go on.
It's one of those electronic brain teaser things. Oh. You know, give your mind a good workout. This one's specially for the over 60s.
That'll come as a shock.
Oh, he won't be offended, will he? I mean, it's meant to be a joke.
Not at all. He'll love it.
Oh, I hope so.
He can exercise his brain cells while we wait at the airport.
Yeah. Oh, I am so jealous. Salzburg, it'll be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Then, the week after we get back, Tom and Brenda go on their long weekend to Berlin.
Mm, that'll be fun too. It's a great city.
It's thanks to Tom that Tony and I can get away.
Mm, shame you're going to miss the big visit.
I know, but I'm sure we'll hear all about it.
We're going to be on skeleton staff at the golf club. So many staff want the time off.
Oh, very sensible.
Oh, they even thought about closing for the afternoon.
Really?
Mm. But we thought we ought to stay open.
Right.
Anyway, I better let you get on. It's all right for me on my day off.
Well, thanks for coming down. It's been lovely.
Yeah, it has.
Hope you won't leave it so long next time.
I won't.
Good. Oh, that'll be Clary. Come on in.
Just to say I've got everything set up for the next batch whenever you're ready.
Oh, thanks, Clary.
Well, I'll leave you to it. Mustn't hold up the work.
Well, thanks again for calling in.
No, it was good to have a chat.
It was.
I enjoyed it. And you must come round to me soon.
I will.
Bye then. Oh, bye, Clary.
Bye, Cathy.
Bye.
Hey, right. Well, I'll see you down the dairy then.
Oh, look, hang on a minute, Clary.
Yeah?
About next Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
What if I suggest to Tom we finish at lunchtime?
You mean shut down the dairy?
For the afternoon.
Oh, Pat, that'd be brilliant.
All right, that's what we'll do.
Oh,
I hardly think it's going to bring Bridge Farm to its knees.
Roy's trouble is he'll say no just because it's me that's asking.
Oh, I don't think so. Oh, careful, darling. This soup's very hot.
No, he will, Mum. I hate to say this, but he's jealous of the relationship I have with Phoebe.
Oh, Kate.
Well, he's always got to find a problem.
You're not being fair. Sounds to me as if Roy and Haley are just concerned about her being out of school for so long, and I agree with them.
Okay, so I've offered a solution.
Which is?
She doesn't travel with me. She goes on her own, but with an escort on the plane. Loads of kids do that.
I see.
So I told Roy if he and Haley don't want her out of school, she can come over on a shorter visit. I don't think Phoebe's too thrilled about it, though.
And what did Roy say?
He doesn't want Phoebe travelling on her own.
Mm, that's understandable.
Oh, but that's the point, Mum. She won't be on her own. She'll be with a proper escort.
But Roy's still unhappy with it.
Of course. He says he and Hayley need to talk it over.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, what's to talk over? It's a fantastic opportunity which Phoebe's set her heart on. I mean, they had a worry about school, which I've now dealt with, and they've still got to look for problems.
Oh, give them time. It'll be fine, I'm sure. Oh,
Roy's a freak. He was born middle-aged.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hi, you two.
No. Oh, hi. Hello, Brian. How was the meeting?
Oh, the meeting was fine. It's my sister and all, I worry about.
Oh, what's she been up to?
Well, let me get my coat on, I'll tell you.
Oh, would you like some soup? Or have you eaten?
Oh, I'd love some, darling. I'm starving.
Are you still okay about paying for Phoebe's air ticket, Dad?
Give him a chance to sit down.
He doesn't mind, do you, Dad?
I think so. What was all that about with Roy this morning?
Oh, nothing. I mean, everything's fine.
It didn't sound fine to me.
No, I promise you, it's not a problem.
Yeah, well, I hope not.
Oh, dear. So, what's Lillian been up to, Brian?
Somehow she's found out about my little trip to Paris.
That's not a secret, is it?
Well, that's not the point, Jenny. Only people who knew about it...
Apart from me?
Apart from you, are the members of the BL board. I've texted them. They're all denying telling anyone.
The plot thickens.
So, what are you worried about?
That we've got a mole on the BL team.
Ooh, shock horror, a mole.
Look, you can mock Kate, but if there's someone on that board leaking stuff to Amside, we're in a whole lot of trouble.
Oh, Jill, that was absolutely delicious.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Just what I needed.
There's plenty there for Pip and the boys when they get in.
Trouble is, now I feel like a long afternoon nap.
Why don't you? Milking's not for a couple of hours. And anyway, isn't it one of Eddie's days?
No, he couldn't cover today, so it's down to me. And I'll have Bert knocking on the door any minute. We're finishing off the lambing pens.
Oh, no respite, is there?
You can say that again. How David keeps going, I've no idea.
And you?
Oh, I slept through the alarm this morning, woke up at 6:45, threw me overalls on and rushed out. And there was David. He got up at 5:30 and just got on with the milking.
Yes, Phil was like that.
Anyway, we finished it off together, just like we used to in the old days. It was great.
That's lovely.
Now he's over there sorting out the figures with Graham Ryder. I can only think he's running on automatic pilot. How else can he keep this up?
Yes, it's a worry.
I'd settle for a few decent nights' sleep before lambing starts. Fingers crossed, eh?
Absolutely. Anyway, I'd better get myself over to Lower Loxley. You've heard about poor old Lewis.
David said he was getting a bit chesty. Has it got worse?
A full-blown attack of bronchitis, according to Elizabeth.
Poor thing.
I'm taking in some chicken soup and a couple of other goodies. It saves Elizabeth having to worry about it.
Well done.
Oh, one thing I meant to ask you about, Pip's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Is she happy with the bag?
Yeah. I described it to her and said there was a special compartment for laptops. She thought it sounded perfect.
Good. That's settled then. And you're getting her a car.
Yeah, it's all sorted now.
Lucky girl.
It's thanks to Kenton, really. We gave him a short list, but he's done the donkey work, test drives and all that.
And have you actually bought one?
Yeah, they're keeping it at the garage until the big day.
What sort is it?
I thought you were going to ask me that. Well, it's red. Everything else you'll have to ask David.
She'll be delighted.
I hope so.
Hello, Duke.
Hi, Bert. Come on in.
Hello, Bert.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Archer.
Do you want a coffee before we start?
Well, I reckon we ought to get on.
Yeah, you're right.
You'll be milking in a couple of hours.
If we don't get cracking, we'll never get finished.
You see, Jill, bang goes me chance of an afternoon nap.
Well, in my experience, double dates are a recipe for disaster.
That's what you think. Why are you going along with it?
Oh, you know, Jazz, he's got an answer for everything. He told me where I could see this woman in advance, the friend.
And?
Well, she works in a cafe bar in Felpersham. The main brace in Wood Street, you know?
Yeah, very trendy.
Yeah, so I had a quick look on Wednesday night and there she was. She was, yeah, really attractive.
Ooh, so you fancied her?
Yeah, I did. I'm looking forward to meeting her.
You'll be going then?
Yeah. I get to go out with a pretty girl and Jazzy gets to line up his next conquest, which is all he wanted me there for in the first place. And she didn't want to go out with him without a friend in tow, you see.
Well, I hope you have a good night.
I intend to.
Oh, there we are. That's all done.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, what can I get you?
Nothing at the moment, thanks. I was hoping for a quick word.
Yeah, sure.
In private, if that's okay.
Yeah, all right. Being as we're quiet. Do you want to come through to the kitchen?
Yeah, thanks.
Excuse us, Harry.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Harry, if anyone comes in, give me a shout, okay? So, how are you, Matt? Here, sit down.
Ah, cheers. Oh, quiet in the bar today.
Yeah, well, it's that time of year. We're busy at weekends.
Yeah, still a struggle, I imagine. Must be very hard making a living under the present conditions.
Well, it's no secret. There's enough pubs going out of business these days.
Yeah, which is why I thought you might be interested in a little proposal I've got.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've noticed you've been worried about the pub, so I had a word with a chum of mine.
What about?
This place. Don't worry, it was all theoretical.
Well, I hope so.
I just said, if this pub were ever to come up for sale, what would be the chances of developing it for residential purposes?
I see.
Yeah, don't look so worried. I was talking in general terms.
And, what did he say?
Well, it's very good news from your point of view.
Oh, I could do with some of that.
He thinks if it were done right, you could well get planning for converting the building into apartments.
See.
There's also a good possibility of getting a small row of Mews cottages in the car park area. So we'd be looking at a significant addition to the Ambridge housing stock.
Right. Oh, it certainly needs it.
This is it. Whenever there's talk of a village pub closing down, people get very upset. Understand?
Wow, it's so depressing.
But when a pub business becomes unviable, as some inevitably do, well, it doesn't have to be a total loss to the community.
You mean I could be helping the village?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, how has the business been going apart from Christmas?
Well, we've done well with our special promotions, like the farmhouse breakfast.
And what happens when the promotion's over? Things slip back to how they were?
There's always that risk.
Might be worth considering then. I mean, if you think the bull's come to that crunch point, as many village pubs have, I'm afraid.
All right. I'll think about it. And if I decide that, you could be interested?
You'll get a good price from me. And one thing's for sure, the market for pubs is heading south at the moment.
Leave it with me. I'll give it some thought.
You won't regret it.
Just one thing, Matt. I wouldn't want anything getting out, not till I've made up my mind.
No. My lips are sealed.
Can you give me a hand with this, Bert?
Right, yeah.
If you could hold the hurdle a minute. That's it. I'll tie it.
Right, shall we go to put a heat lamp in this one?
Well, that's the plan. Right, I'm fine now, thanks.
All right, I'll rig up the lamp then, shall I?
Great, there should be a couple in that box.
You still worried about next week?
A bit. Can't believe I still don't know how much David's going to be here. Normally, we all know what we're doing.
We'll get through it all right.
I hope so.
I'll be about during the day, don't forget.
Thanks, Bert.
Hiya. Look who I found in the yard.
It's me again.
Chill.
Can't keep away, can I?
Always good to see you, Mum.
It's poor Lewis, I'm afraid. His bronchitis is really bad.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, he had a horrible cough.
He was meant to be taking Lily and Freddie out on Sunday to the Science Museum in Felpersham. But he won't be anything like fit enough.
That's a shame.
So Kenton's going to take them instead.
Oh, good old Kenton.
Anyway, I was thinking my honey linctus might be just the thing for Lewis, and I remembered you had a bottle.
Yeah, it's in the bathroom cupboard.
Do you mind if I take it?
Of course not. You go ahead.
Do you want a cup of tea while you're here, Ma?
No, I better not stop. I won't hold you up. See you soon.
All right. Bye, Mum.
Don't keep us in suspense, David. How did the meeting go?
Pretty well, I think. We've been ploughing through everything, me and Graham, and he reckons that he's got most of what he needs.
Oh, that's great.
There are a few odds and ends to sort out, though, but shouldn't take too long.
What a relief.
And I've been into Borsetshire Farmers, and I've got all the stuff we need for lambing. There you go, Bert.
Right, you want me to put it in the vet's cupboard?
That's the best place, yep. How are you getting on here?
Not too bad, eh, Bert?
Oh, another hour. We should have finished.
Well, I'll give you a hand later. Only there's one more thing I need to do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that Gloucester bull of Nigel's. Custard.
Oh, he was really fond of that beast.
Yeah, well, the good news is I might have found a buyer. Landowner in Perthshire.
And he's interested?
Yeah, he seems to be. Need to give him a call.
Okay.
And then I'll be back to give you a hand, all right?
Oh, don't worry. You might as well have a sit down. We won't be long.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thanks. Might even open a bottle. I think we've earned a glass of wine, don't you?
Definitely.
I'll see you later.
Sounds like the meeting went well.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Maybe it'll get easier from now on.
I hope so. If we can only concentrate on lambing for the next few weeks.
Evening.
Oh, hi, Harry. You back again?
I thought I'd treat myself to one of Frieda's steak and mushroom pies.
Yeah, sure. You could have a drink?
Yeah, pint of Shires, please.
You working tomorrow?
Yeah, so I better stick to the one pint.
So you start, that's probably a good idea.
Everything all right, Gillian?
I think so. Why?
Well, I just thought you looked a bit preoccupied.
Well, I've been going through the takings for January. Isn't that a pretty sight?
No.
If you take out what we made on the farmhouse breakfast, we only just broke even.
Oh, thanks.
I'll put it on a tab, shall I?
Yeah, please.
It's all a bit upsetting, really.
Oh. It's just the time of the year, that's all. Get to Easter and you'll be steaming ahead.
Yeah? You saw the place at lunchtime. We didn't take enough to cover Frieda's wages.
Well, I'll be different again tomorrow.
Maybe. Or maybe the village pub has had its day.
Wow, you really are on a downer.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Just remember, you're the heart and soul of this community, and as soon as the weather warms up, people will be coming back in their droves.
Yeah. I wonder.
No, they will be, Jolene. Trust me, I'm a milkman.
One set of lambing pens completed and ready for use.
Oh, hey, well done.
Come in, Bert.
Right,
Here, give us a coat.
I'll just give me hands a wash.
Oh, it's nice and warm in here.
Ah, it is. Very welcome.
So, how did you get on with your Scottish estate, David?
Yeah, no, great. He's definitely interested.
Good.
I sent him some pictures. Calling him again next week.
Yeah, he was one of Nigel's favourites, that bull.
So I gather.
Used to take him for walks, just like a dog.
What do you want to drink, Bert? You like a beer?
Oh, now that'd go down nice.
Okay. I see you've got the wine out, David.
Yep.
So how about uncorking it?
Yeah, okay.
Like you said, you've earned it.
I used to help out with the herd of Gloucesters once. Lovely cattle. Dual purpose, they are.
There you go.
Aye, well, triple purpose they was years ago. You used them as draft animals, you see, in the olden days.
You can join us to eat if you like. There's plenty of Jill's casserole.
Oh, that's very nice, Ruth. I don't mind if I do.
Good.
My feed is working tonight.
Got that wine open yet, David?
The first smallpox vaccine come from a Gloucester cow. Not many people know that.
Really? David, the wine? I think I better open it myself.
Thank you.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.